right, let's switch gears now and talk about airport security, because it's about to undergo another change. The TSA is about to borrow a page from Israel's airport security by profiling passengers with behavior detection techniques. But can this method actually be effective here in the United States? Joining me now from D.C. is Robert Liskowski, a former assistant secretary at the Homeland Department of Homeland Security, that is. He has also consulted on airline security. Good morning to you, Mr. Liskowski.
Good morning, Gretchen. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. So the idea that they're going to start looking at behavioral techniques or attitudes of people, or what exactly do you think they're going to be looking at potential passengers?
Well, this is a good tool. This is a tool that's going to allow the TSA and other law enforcement agencies to be able to identify or potentially detect those people, whether they're criminals or terrorists, that are going to try to exploit our vulnerabilities in our systems.
But how will that happen? I mean, the TSA officers are going to be called behavior detection officers at 161 airports. So are we to assume that these are the people that are checking our IDs, and then they might just get into a little bit more of a conversation with us before we go through security? How will it work?
Yeah, that's right. It's a layered approach. They're looking for all sorts of behaviors. They're going to be identifying people in line or in the airports that are you know, acting suspiciously or maybe uncomfortable, and they'll spot them, they'll look at them in line. They'll talk to them, engage them in conversation, look for certain traits or characteristics that might indicate that they should be selected for further screening.
All right, so let me ask you this. Will they just take an already employed TSA person who, up until this point, their job has been, you know, to look at the screen and to look at IDs, and suddenly they're going to be a behavioral expert?
Well, I think the selection process isn't well publicized, but clearly they're going to look for people that have the aptitude to be able to interact with people in a casual way, not cause them to be alarmed, but by the same token, identify those characteristics, like I said, that are going to be those things that are indicating abnormal or maybe anomalous behavior that should be further investigated. This requires a significant amount of training. It requires people who are capable of, you know, using principles but not jumping to conclusions, that are going to be, you know, using reasonable approaches to identify potential terrorists.
All right, so the TSA chief, John Pistol, said this: "I'm very much interested in expanding the behavior detection program in a way that allows us to have more interaction with the passenger just from a discussion, which may be able to expedite the physical screening aspects. There's a lot under that Israeli model that is obviously very effective." So what he's pointing to, Robert, is all this talk that we've heard about LL Airlines, much smaller country, much smaller airline, where they put passengers through, as you know, hours of questioning and searching and going through their luggage. Do you really see it becoming as expansive here in this country, and do you think it will work?
Yeah, I think it'll work. I think it's a layered approach, as we indicated. You know, we're looking at all sorts of data that aggregate up to identifying terrorists. It's not just interviewing somebody in line for a few minutes or even a half an hour. It's looking at the where they're coming from, their background data. It's getting the data mining systems in place that allow you to identify people. It's looking at their checked baggage. We're looking at a screening process, which it's a multi-layered approach. This is just one facet of it, and it's intended to identify people, again, that might have a behavior that could indicate that they're doing something criminal or terrorist related.
So you know that
these are going to be highly trained.
So you know, though, the critics of this program will say that this will lead to racial profiling and discrimination and such. What would your response be to that?
I mean, sure, you always have that discussion. You know, being objective about it, you need to be looking at all facets of the individual, not just their verbal responses to you, but, you know, how, you know, where are they coming from, what's their origin. It's really comprehensive, and you're always going to have the discussion around racial profiling. Mm-hmm. If you look at the Israeli system, I'm not suggesting they use racial profiling, but they clearly look at the ethnic backgrounds as part of their criteria for selecting people for further investigation. Mm-hmm. But